This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajiv Subramanian.
Journalist Abigail Higgins wrote a story for Business Insider under the headline, "The FBI Used My Journalism to Charge a January 6th Insurrectionist. I Have Complicated Feelings About That." Higgins said she had covered attempted coups and terrorist attacks before, so she raced down to the U.S. Capitol when an editor contacted her on that day in January. She didn't have much time to work on the story, and so she interviewed the first person she encountered who looked like they might be willing to talk. And that person was 39-year-old Thomas Adams. He said he had filmed everything with his phone and told her it was a fun time. She said he described the scene as hilarious. The FBI saw the article and used it to help build a case against Adams, who could face severe penalties. Higgins said she declined to speak with the FBI because she felt queasy about cooperating with an institution with a history of spying on journalists and targeting black activists. She also believes journalists should do whatever they can to protect sources, whoever they are. And while Higgins recognizes Adams and others in the crowd are culpable for what happened that day, she also points out they were egged on by the person who at the time was president of the United States.
And I think that's a very good point. And I commend this reporter for just having the presence of mind to really kind of think this through about this, because I think that's very important.
It is, because at first I'm like, what's the big deal? This happened in public, but as you read through this article, and I hope people listening to this program will also take time to read this article,
yes,
you can really understand those complicated feelings.
Exactly. And I think this is also a good example to show what the journalist's responsibility is and what the journalist's job is that I don't think people necessarily or the general public take into mind and don't really know or aware about how the media works and how conscious we have to be about the decisions we make and what we cover and how we cover it. And I think this is a perfect example of that. And yes, initially you would think that, you know, pull the trigger on this, let's go ahead, let's put this on the record and so on and so forth. But you have to think about consequences and you have to think about what you're within your rights to do. And I think she thoroughly thought this through and made some very careful choices. And I think she was very, very correct in making the choices that she made and talking about protecting her sources and also thinking about, well, really, what is the source of this? And identifying that it was, the president and his administration, especially the president, for trying to fire up the general public in doing this. And so I think you have to be very careful in how you report these things and just can't run with something, even though you say it's been before you can verify it and before you can think it through and make sure that you have what the public needs to know and how it needs to be known, I think.
See, I would like to point out a simple thing. I'm from India, and in the Indian law, it clearly states more than the person who commits the crime, it's the person who instigates who should be really punished. And I think here in the United States, we are actually chasing the wrong people for the crime they committed. That's what my understanding is, and that's what I'm observing things here. And another important point I want to talk to you is about, you know, what if all the people who go there, they're part of the Capitol riots, can claim that they were also blogging, they were also doing vlogging, they were also doing some journalistic purpose. How will they use that to make sure they're also immune from any more repercussions from the government? That's a kind of a sticky question that's kind of coming into my mind. What do you all think?
I think, you know, if the FBI is using articles to help build cases against people, they're using news stories, that's going to have a chilling effect on people willing at a rally, at any type of demonstration. It's going to have a chilling effect on their willingness to talk to journalists.
No, and I agree. And we build that case and build that credibility within journalism. I think that's very important. And I think that's what we should be there for and what we have to be there for and have to be known for and have established that credibility. So I agree with that.
Do we see, though, the FBI's point of view on this, too? Can you understand? I mean, they're trying to look for people who were involved with this insurrection.
Right.
They're trying to find as many people as they can who are involved with this. And if they see something in a story, I mean, can you blame them for using that?
No, not at all. But I can't blame the reporter also for wanting to protect the source and thinking about the recent history and how sources have been treated and how to go about reporting this story. So there's valid arguments on both sides, I think.
See, you know what? I'm kind of looking at this from another angle, okay? First of all, I think this is a joke. Because
what's a joke?
Hundreds of people who actually went into the Capitol riot, who stormed into the Capitol building. And we only have the FBI focusing on the shaman, the guy who took this name plaque from Nancy Pelosi's office. And we had this Olympian who was there involved in the riot. So they've been only making an handful of arrests so far, which I think is totally not right. If you're going to do justice, if you're going to deliver justice, then make sure every people who are there should be arrested by now. You kind of cherry pick those who's convenient for you. I think that is not fair to begin with. That's my first point. Second, I have really the most highest regard and respect for the FBI and CIA because at some point they're doing some great work in terms of, you know, finding out things, protecting the country. But at the same time, they are also equally responsible for surveillance, for spying on things, for picking on people who really they don't like, who are against the government. So again, it's kind of a mixed feeling about those both organizations for me. And again, these are the basic things. I think if they have to do justice to this old people who are part of the insurrection, they should arrest everybody who stepped into the building. And if they're just going to cherry pick those this convenient, oh man, I got evidence on this guy, I'm going to do this. Man, what are we talking about? These guys have the technology that every country in the world looks up to. Imagine just using the cell phone ping around that area, around the time, whoever was in that area can be easily traced and we can trace.
Yeah, I think those
basically,
are good points, that, too.
That's pretty much the point. Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's a good point, too. But at the same time, yes, I think everyone that stepped foot in and was trying to storm the Capitol that day, yes, or should be held responsible. I think what I'm arguing is the fact that that journalist had the clarity and had the thought process to, you know, protect a source because they have the right to do that. Now, if the FBI were to question her or find out more from her, I think she would owe that to the investigative unit of the FBI. They're just doing their job. But I think the reporter at this time was also doing hers.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter whether she agrees with what this person was doing or disagrees with them. They were a source for a story, and so she's protecting the person.
Exactly. And that's the point I want to make here. But no, I'm in complete agreement with Rajvi about holding these other people accountable, and this is the FBI's job to do that. But this reporter was in her right to do as she responded in the way she did.
Well, I think, Rajvi, what you're saying is that they don't need to rely on news stories to come up with information. The FBI should be able to find other ways. There are plenty of other ways for the FBI to get the information.
Absolutely, Rich. I'm telling you, Rich, see, with the capabilities that I got, I'm not talking about, I mean, like a big, you know, tech or industry. Even I can pretty much use the basic ideas and technology that I've got, and I can pretty much find out who's texting me or where it's even the ping coming from, right? I'm just a common man. Imagine the FBI and the CIA, they are the power hubs of technology. They know pretty much everything, and everybody knows they can spy on anybody, okay? So journalists have got three important duties. First, give the truth and the balanced news to the people. Second, expose the people who are corrupt, especially who are powerful. And third, give good ideas and ideals to the common man. These are the three important duties for me as a journalist. And I personally think what the journalist did is to protect the source and did a job. And the FBI and all the other authorities targeting it are very, very cheap, and they should avoid all this.
All right. Thanks, Rajvi. Thanks, Will. We're going to wrap up the discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.